Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, December 14th, 2020. Stand up for your country. But why? Why stand up for your country? That's what millions of people are asking. And here is their thinking. My country let me down. I voted and fraud possibly negated my vote. And no one will right the wrong. So why should I stand up for my country? Well, my answer is simple because I am a simple man, as you know. If you do not stand up, the place that has provided you with so many good things will vanish. The forces of evil are approaching the gate. And I think the majority of Americans recognize that evil. The question is, will they continue to support freedom and justice, or will they surrender to election controversy and walk away? So let's run it down. I hope you respect the accuracy of our analysis and reporting. While most in the media were trying to mislead you, we did not. Even when some viewers got angry with me. Now I submit, no news organization covered the election better than we have. And we can prove it. Almost everything I told you came true. As I laid out, COVID badly damaged President Trump more than anyone could imagine because it led to the mail-in votes. But in spite of that horror and possibly that corruption, President Trump achieved 74 million votes. So if you supported Mr. Trump, you have a lot of company. But as we told you last week, the Supreme Court was not going to overturn the vote. Only incontrovertible evidence, incontrovertible, of massive cheating could force the justices to do that. And there was not enough time to gather the amount of evidence needed, especially with some states and almost the entire National Press Corps hindering any thorough investigation. That's corruption, by the way. Now, the truth is that every loyal American, everyone, including Joe Biden, should want to know the facts about alleged cheating in the election of 2020. If you do not want to know exactly what happened in places like Philadelphia and Atlanta, you're a bad citizen, period. Therefore, Attorney General Barr must appoint a special counsel to examine allegations of fraud. The country needs to see forensics on suspect voting machines, as well as analytics on suspicious write-in ballot results. Those who corrupted this election, I believe there are, I'm not going to put a number on it, but there are many people. They need to go to prison. And what they did has to be exposed, so it will never happen again. If Attorney General Barr does not appoint a special counsel, I will lose all respect for him. In addition, Congress has to pass a law called the Fair Election Standards Act that requires each state to obey certain rules, especially about counting mail-in ballots. We have to have standards. We can't be counting mail-in ballots 6 weeks after the vote. We simply cannot continue with the chaos we just witnessed. It is far too easy to corrupt the mail-in voting process. And those who deny that are liars. Unfortunately, I do not expect the upcoming Congress to pass such a law. Pelosi would surely oppose it. But if Republicans take the House in 2 years, that bill should be first up. Now let's get back to standing up for your country. Glenn Beck asked me on Friday what options are available for Americans furious about alleged election fraud. I told Beck there are few. You could move to another country. I have a friend living in the Caymans who likes it down there. Also one in Switzerland who is thriving. You could become a traitor like the looters and try to hurt your country. Or you can just accept that. The USA is not always a fair or just place. I think most of us have experienced gross injustice in our lives. I know I have. But I still love my country, and I'm trying to make it better. When Senator Mitch McConnell killed Kaseloff for no reason, I was livid, but helpless, because the Senate was blocked from voting on a bill, and I couldn't do nothing. And I could do nothing, I should say. Now, we don't want to use double negatives here. And I could do nothing to protect innocent Americans like Kate Steinle from violent, illegal alien predators. I was so frustrated and angry because the Senate was not able to vote on this bill because some powerful politicians like McConnell didn't care about righting a deadly wrong. But then I remember that 44 out of 50 states passed a version of Jessica's Law, where convicted child abusers were punished at a much higher level. That was largely due to us mobilizing you to petition your state legislatures. So the system worked there, but did not work for the Steinle family and thousands of others who are victims of insane immigration policies. Roll the tape on this. We'll be right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Let's go to the Fox News poll. Now, Fox News has problems with this polling. It's documented. The only reason I'm giving you this is to show you again how the media, including Fox, is doing stuff that just alters what is reality. So they asked the question, would you like to see Donald Trump run for president again in 2024? Remember, the man got 74 million votes. So they polled 47% Democrats, this is Fox, 41% Republican. So it's a 6-point gap right off the jump. And then 12% independent, but nobody knows who they are. Okay, so the answer to the question is 37% of Americans would like to see Donald Trump run again. 57% would not, a 20% deficit. But if you look at the poll, Republicans say 71% of them say, yeah, we want him to run again. It just doesn't stack. So when you hear this stuff, very, very skeptical, please. Okay, let's get to Hunter Biden. So now we know that the Justice Department has been investigating him since early this year, 2020. All right? We know that because the Justice Department has said that. But why didn't they say it before? When his father, Joe Biden, was saying, there wasn't any investigation. So Donald Trump weighed in on that. Go.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion.
Excellent point Mr. Trump is making. So when the media tried to say there was validity to certain things in the Russian collusion investigation, based, of course, on anonymous sources, the special counsel Mueller stepped up and said, fake story. Okay? So President Trump says when Biden told the nation in the debate there was nothing to charges against his son, the next day Barr should have come out and said, no, we have an investigation. We're not going to comment on it, but there is one underway. Absolutely 100% correct. Bill Barr did not do the country a service by keeping that quiet. And he makes the excuse, well, I don't want to get involved and influence the vote like Comey did with Hillary, and I don't want to do that, I don't want to do that. But the American people have to know a framework of who is telling the truth. And clearly, Joe Biden was not. I'm going to take another quick break. We'll be back with a final thought on loyalty.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, before we get to the final thought, I forgot the word of the day, thewless. Don't be thewless. T-H-E-W-L-E-S-S. Great word. Thewless. And if you spend more than $100 with us, they just ordered me to say this. Get a free picture of me and Holly, hand signed by me. Holly would like to sign a picture, but Holly, the paw can't hold a pencil. All right? This is a great picture. Holly gets extra snacks. I am exploiting Holly, but not really that much. I'm giving her extra chicken snacks, which she likes. Okay, let's go to the final thought of the day. So one of the things about doing a personal news service is that I get to know you guys, especially if you're concierge members, because then you can email me privately about anything you want, and then I'll try to help you out if I can. And that includes answers to news questions, but personal stuff too. I get a lot of mail from concierge members who have people going to college, urchins going to college, kids in high school, and I'll give you some sound advice on it. I can't give financial advice, stuff like that, but I can direct you if you need something done. That's concierge membership. Premium membership, you get all the discounts and all the access except for the direct email. Get everything else. Now, we have, and this is astounding, this year, an 86% renewal rate on premium and concierge membership. 86%. That's unheard of for any product in the world, particularly a news service. I think it's because we give you good value and we're honest. And you know, I'll harken back to the election. Everything I told you came true. And I work hard at this. I don't just guess. So give premium and concierge membership as gifts this Christmas. It's a year-long gift. I believe the people you give it to will benefit. And they'll love you because it's a very thoughtful gift. Okay? So we will talk to you again tomorrow. Again, keep the faith in the country. You can read my opening remarks. We posted them on BillO'Reilly.com. But I know you're mad. I understand. I'm a little upset myself. Got to keep the faith. This is the best place. See you tomorrow.